Welcome to Aspire and Achieve with Annie, where every Monday morning I explore the magic of confidence, self-care, and motivation. Life's challenges, I see them as opportunities to grow and thrive. So get ready for a quick burst of inspiration to kickstart your week. Let's dive in and aspire to achieve together. Welcome back to Aspire and Achieve with Annie. I'm Annie Llewellyn, and today we're exploring a topic that often blurs the lines of perception, the difference between being sad and feeling sorry for yourself. It's a nuanced distinction that can profoundly impact our emotional well-being and our outlook on life. In this episode, I'm unraveling these differences, shedding light on how to navigate them, and sharing some practical tips for transforming sadness into joy. So let's dive in and uncover the truth behind these emotions. You should first understand the differences between sadness versus self-pity. Sadness is a natural human emotion. It arises in response to challenging or distressing circumstances. It's a temporary state characterized by feelings of sorrow, grief, or melancholy. On the other hand, feeling sorry for yourself involves self-indulgence and negative emotions, often accompanied by a sense of victimhood or helplessness. While sadness acknowledges the reality of difficult situations, self-pity magnifies personal suffering and perpetuates a cycle of negativity. So how do you recognize the signs? To discern between sadness and self-pity, it's essential to pay attention to your thoughts, your behaviors, and your attitude. Sadness may manifest in tears, heaviness in the chest, or a sense of emotional exhaustion. However, self-pity often manifests as rumination on personal grievances, a refusal to seek solutions, or a desire for sympathy and validation from others. You need to shift your perspective. Turning sadness into joy requires a shift in perspective and mindset. Instead of dwelling on negative emotions or externalizing blame, focus on cultivating gratitude, resilience, and self-compassion. Embrace sadness as a natural part of the human experience, recognizing that it offers opportunities for growth, introspection, and emotional healing. Let's talk about some practices for transformation. Number one, practice gratitude. Start each day by acknowledging the blessings in your life, no matter how small they are. Keep a gratitude journal or take a few moments to reflect on the things you're thankful for, shifting your focus from scarcity to abundance. Engage in self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially during times of sadness or distress. Practice self-compassion by offering yourself the same care and support that you would give to a friend in need, acknowledging that it's okay to feel sad and validating your emotions without judgment. Number three, seek meaningful connections. Reach out to friends, family members, or support networks for comfort and companionship during periods of sadness. Share your thoughts and feelings openly, allowing yourself to receive love and support from others without falling into the trap of self-pity. Number four, focus on solutions. Take proactive steps to address the underlying causes of your sadness and seek practical solutions where possible. Break tasks down into manageable steps, set realistic goals, and celebrate your progress along the way. By taking action, you reclaim a sense of agency and empowerment over your circumstances. Number five, engage in activities that bring joy. Identify activities that uplift your spirits and bring you joy, whether it's spending time in nature, pursuing creative hobbies, or practicing mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Engaging in activities that nourish your soul can help counteract feelings of sadness and cultivate a sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Remember, while sadness is a natural and inevitable part of life, feeling sorry for yourself only prolongs suffering and impedes personal growth. By shifting your perspective, practicing gratitude, and engaging activities that bring you joy, you can transform sadness into an opportunity for self-discovery and emotional resilience. Embrace your emotions with courage and compassion, knowing that you have the power to cultivate joy and fulfillment in your life. And there you have it, another episode of Aspire and Achieve with Annie, wrapped in the embrace of inspiration and empowerment. I hope the words shared today have ignited a spark within you, propelling you forward on your journey of self-discovery and achievement. Remember, life is a dance, and even in the rain, there's a rhythm waiting to be discovered. Join me every Monday as we continue this exploration into confidence, self-care, motivation, and the myriad paths to happiness and independence. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you who's embarked on this journey with me. If you find these episodes helpful and wish to support me going forward, you can click the support button. Oh, and please subscribe, leave me a review, or share it with your friends. Until next week, keep dreaming, keep believing, and always remember, your potential is infinite.